From the settlement gate, a semi-paved street extends, winding between the houses of the western and southern sectors. Ranging from 2.5 to 3.5 meters wide, this street is not merely a passageway, it is the true backbone of daily life in Els Estinklels. Its curved layout adapts to the shape of the perimeter wall, now missing in some sections, and determines the arrangement of the dwellings. It is the only street structure documented at the site, beginning with a paved surface in front of the facades of houses 1 and 3, though this finish fades away from enclosure 5 onwards. Along the street, excavations have revealed layers rich in ceramics, as well as silos, postholes, and structural cutouts that may have supported scaffolding, porches, or balconies. While these elements are complex to interpret, they speak of a space that was once vibrant, functional, and deeply communal. You will notice the silos, which are consistently located in areas of circulation and are considered shared, communal structures. In total, 8 have been documented, all dating to the same period as the 28 distinct houses identified in the settlement. Now, take a moment to look at the center of the enclosure, where another key element stands out, the cistern. With an irregular oval floor plan at the top that becomes more precise at the base, it measures over 8 meters long and 6 meters wide, with a depth of 2.35 meters. Its concave shape resembles a large basin, accessible by 2 ramps, one to the north and one to the south. This cistern is much more than a simple hydraulic structure, it is one of the few pieces of evidence for the communal management of natural resources in the Iberian world. It represents a tradition that dates back to the Bronze Age, and here, in Els Estinklels, it served as the heart that articulated the space, the circulation, and the community life of the settlement.